Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom Podcast. I'm Hector.
I'm Vincent.
And today we are going to talk specifically about Avengers Infinity War. It's officially been out for 2 weeks, and we have been very gracious not to
spoil anything.
But it's logistically, it's just because we were too busy to actually get together to spoil it. But
yes,
real tough. But now we're in our jammas, laying in bed at a hotel.
This bed is comfy.
It's what I made sure we actually got, you know, double bed, so we don't.
Praise the Lord. I love you, but you have the most body heat in the world.
My wife tells me that all the time.
Between you and Stephanie, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die. I'm sweating.
We're not here to talk about my body heat. We're here to talk about Avengers Infinity War. And
I will fall asleep.
So, first off, Vincent, go ahead and give me your first impressions, your feelings, your ratings. What do you want to say about Avengers Infinity War?
So, okay, here's the thing. I wasn't... I knew this was going to be hyped up because of... just all the trailers. I stopped watching. I saw the first one because I think you made me see it, and that was it. And I stopped everything after that. Excuse me. The food almost came back up.
We have quality material.
I loved it. I think because I didn't know what was going to happen. Obviously, I wanted more Chadwick Boseman and Wakanda, obviously. But, I mean, hey, we got what we got. It was great. It was a long movie.
You just got a lot of Wakanda. You can shut your mouth.
I always want more. I want to live in Wakanda. I want a Wakanda movie. I want every movie to be about Wakanda.
They're talking about a
spinoff. I saw Ryan Coogler. If he did it, I'd be the first one in line. Let me buy my pre-sale tickets now. But yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. It didn't feel like it was 3 hours, which is good because I have the shortest attention span, and I will fall asleep. I had to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3 times.
So good.
It was a great movie after I watched it the 3rd time. But I did fall asleep because there were some boring parts. I was just like, I don't care. But yeah, I really enjoyed it for what it was. I thought it was a great movie. I thought everyone did a fantastic job. There were some parts I didn't like.
What were your dislikes?
My dislikes, I would say, there was entirely too many people in that movie. I think they did it well. I think they spread out everyone really well, where I didn't feel like everyone was on top of each other, but I do feel like there were some parts that were rushed. Like, I wish they would have explained Vision more. I wish there was more of an effort.
What do you mean, explain Vision?
Well, his stone more.
Did you not watch Avengers Age of Ultron?
I did, but I want to know what Shiri was doing when she was trying to fix him.
She said that.
But it was like a sentence.
No. She gave a full description. She said that there...
Why didn't you do this? Oh, that's right. I need to see it again.
She said there's like a bajillion things connected, and if I can disconnect them and you know, detach them or whatever else, you can remove him.
But how are they... Why is there a billion of them?
Because it was designed by Ultron to be Ultron's ultimate form.
That's true. Okay, you're right. I'm not fighting against you. I'm just I want some clarification. I think that's it.
That's all your negatives.
I thought it was a great movie.
What was your general emotional response when you left the theater?
I don't know if I can say what I said in the theater out loud on this podcast.
Like, probably not, but give me...
I cursed really loudly.
Again, Vincent needs to work on his language.
I've been doing better. That was a surprise. When I'm surprised or shocked or, like, highly emotional...
What still surprised me is people leaving the theater before the credits were over.
Why? Why would you do that? This is the Marvel movie number 18? Is this? 18. You know not to leave before the post credit scenes. You know not. I feel like that was one of the most important parts of the movie.
Meh.
Yeah. Star-Lord got on my nerves, but I mean, Chris Pratt just posted a really funny Instagram story, and it kind of made everything better. I can't say his story either because it's inappropriate. But it was. I would check it out if you can, Hector.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought it was absolutely great. I have no complaints.
For me personally,
emotional wise, like, I mean, the whole Tom Holland, like Doctor Who thing, like
that, I don't want to get
that instantly. Like I was bawling. In the theater, like, the whole movie, I was fine. I was like, oh, I can see why some people were sad and crying. And then that part, like, I'm pretty sure Stephanie was looking at me quite strange because I was crying so hard over this moment. But, like, the whole, and I had to explain it to someone yesterday. I was like, I don't know if they did that on purpose or not, and I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that moment where David Tennant died, that was emotional for me. And that was, like, the first Doctor that I actually felt close to.
Which is why, you know, personally, and I know this is rabbit trailing, but with the Doctor Who 50th anniversary, like, they had the chance to change David Tennant's last words.
Yeah.
And instead, they said, we're going to need to find a new place, a new destination, because I don't want to go. And he still walked out on that. I was like, y'all are jerks.
That was a lot.
I will say that the Tom Holland, I don't want to go Doctor Who reference, I think that was great. I would say that is one of the saddest. For me, the saddest part wasn't even necessarily in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching the movie with my family, and my 10-year-old daughter, Rosa, is a big Guardians of the Galaxy fan. She loves Gamora. She loves the soundtrack. She's a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. And when they killed Gamora, she wept. Not like a little cry. Not like a few tears. She ugly cried, wept loudly for the next 40 minutes. Like, it was nearing the end of the final scenes before she stopped crying.
Oh.
They had the whole Thanos beatdown before, like, they were at Wakanda by the time she stopped crying. So, you know, that was a thing. But she was really heartbroken with that. And then my other kids
Rosa?
Huh? Rosa's emotional, man.
It's so weird because, like, I feel like Carmen, I mean, well, like, Bella's just kind of like,
No, Bella can recognize when things are painful and emotional, and she'll just look at me like, wow, that's intense. But, yeah. Like, Rosa will...
Yeah, I'm the same. That's why me and Bella always get along.
Yeah. But no,
Rosa... Yeah, that's sad.
But, yeah, Rosa wept for about 40 minutes, so that made it hard for me to even enjoy the rest of the movie. But I felt, like, emotionally dead when I walked out. I was like... For me, for the longest time, I didn't like, when I was a kid, and I've mentioned this on something on Faith and Fandom, I think it was a meme, but I didn't enjoy The Empire Strikes Back as a kid.
Why?
Because the bad guys won. It ended on a negative.
Okay. I never saw Star Wars as a kid. I saw it as, like, a teenager.
Well, like, you know, and I didn't have to wait, like, the amount of time everybody else does either, like the time they did in theaters. We watched it in my science class.
Okay.
In like ninth grade. We
it's
watched
a good science teacher.
Yeah. No, he was actually really terrible.
Oh, never mind.
He showed like random movies the whole time. Star Wars was like he hardly worked. Star Wars was the most authentic science thing we had in class. Anyway, so, like, I only had to wait one day to go, because we watched all three movies back-to-back, like, day after day. And I just remember going home.
That's a long day.
Yeah. No. We, like, in science class, we watched episode 4, next day episode 5, next day episode 6.
Hunger classes.
I don't know, man, but yeah, it was a long time.
I don't know if I would do that. I watched one, and I think I watched 4 and 5 back to back, and that was a lot.
Well, when episode 7 came out, we did 4, 5, and 6 a marathon in my house. Mm-mm. That was a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars, but that...
But, so anyway, I just remember going home and hating Empire Strikes Back because the bad guys won. Yeah. You know, Luke was defeated, Han was captured, Vader was reigning supreme, and the good guys were fleeing, and I hated that. And like it was like, it took me a long time to be cool with that movie because of that. And, like, it's like Marvel said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, yeah. You got problems? Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you the most discouraging film ending.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people were disappointed at, was, like, I know talking to people from, like, my students and just adults, too, they were very upset to the point where they're like, this is a terrible movie. Because so many people felt that same way you did, of not wanting to watch the, like, not being satisfied with the movie.
That's the thing. It was extremely well made. I just didn't enjoy the process. Yeah. I didn't enjoy the journey. Like, I came out of it numb.
Yeah.
And that sucked, because, you know, that's not what I usually go in, because...
No, not at all.
And it's, like, such a stark contrast from the last two Marvel movies, because, like, you had Thor.
Yeah.
And Thor was an annoying buddy comedy.
It was funny.
Yes. But it was not what it needed to be.
Oh, no, definitely not. I don't think Thor can produce a good movie. I just don't think he's a great actor, but, I mean...
So, you know, I didn't enjoy that.
He's just pretty and he looks like Thor.
He can do well. It's just, I don't think they've...
What has he been in that was, like, good, besides Ghostbusters? And he was pretty.
He was Joss Whedon's Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, wow. He was in that movie.
Yeah. And I didn't watch Red Dawn. But,
Was he in Red Dawn?
He's the main dude in Red Dawn.
I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of that play movie that Stephanie likes.
Okay.
It's called Red Something. Well.
But, so I was discouraged with that. I felt like my DC inner fanboy was salty in essence.
Why? Because it was, because what? Why, Hector? Why were you salty?
Because here's why. The plot of this movie was CGI aliens coming to get ancient artifacts from the Earth and having to fight an assembled team of heroes to do it to stop a purple menacing overlord before they unite to defeat it. I was like, literally, I was like, it's the plot of Justice League. In all essence. Now, am I saying it's as good? Am I saying Justice League is better? No, of course not. But am I saying it is the same thing? Why are you recording me?
I was going to put it on my story.
Don't do that.
I have to promote.
Am I saying it's as good as Justice League? No, I'm not saying that. But it's really funny that Marvel could do the exact same thing.
But the thing is, Marvel had 18 movies to build up to this one movie. Justice League had...
like four.
Four. And
they were all awesome.
None of them were awesome.
Go ahead, say what you're saying.
Except for Justice League.
No. Man of Steel was baller.
Oh, and Man of Steel.
Wonder Woman was baller.
And Man of Steel.
Man of Steel and Wonder Woman is a great movie.
The first 30 minutes of Wonder Woman is fantastic.
Wonder Woman is Black Panther, and you just need to deal with it.
I'm tired of you saying that.
Because it's the truth. Wonder Woman is equivalent. Wonder Woman is the DC Black Panther. The end. But whatever. So, okay, let's be realistic. The two weakest installments of the...
Go ahead.
The two weakest installments of the DCEU are Justice League and Batman vs. Superman.
You think that's the weakest? Superman had a second movie that no one talks about that was terrible.
What?
He had the other one. What was after the Man of Steel?
Batman vs. Superman?
Was that it?
Yeah.
I feel like he had another one.
No.
What is, where?
The whole DCEU is Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, Wonder Woman, and Justice League. That's the whole thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Anyway, it just cracked me up that it's, you know, that's what it is. Because right now, in DC Comics currently, DC and Marvel both rebooted Avengers and Justice League. And they're both doing the same story. Giant celestial, like, beings like Galactus destroying worlds, and they have to form a team. They're both doing the same story again. And I'm like, can we stop trying to, like,
measure... Aliens are trying to take over the world. That's the point of the stories. Aliens are trying to take over the world.
Even can we just stop trying to measure our page counts, is all I'm saying. Because that's all DC and Marvel are doing. What?
Say page counts, I say something else.
That was the polite version of that. Who do you feel was the best character in Infinity War?
Like, what do you mean
best? Like, who do you feel like gave the best performance?
I don't know. Who's in... Oh, gosh.
I feel like... Star Wars,
Star Wars?
Sorry, Star-Lord, I feel like Star-Lord was probably one of the weaker performances. I don't know.
I don't know who the best is. I don't feel like I got enough of anyone to determine that. Obviously Black Panther is my go-to, but...
I feel like he had a weak performance.
But he was in the movie for maybe 10 minutes.
Right. But I feel like it was very phoned in compared to what he put in for...
Oh, of course you have a full-feature-length movie, and you have a black director telling you what to do on a black film, and then you have some random man that you don't know.
Okay, well, one, the Russo brothers also directed him in Civil War, and he's not strange to them.
Well, he's not... I mean, in Civil War, what did he do, though?
He's worked more with the Russo brothers than he did the dude from Black Panther.
He's probably more comfortable with Ryan Coogler.
Being of the same race does not make you more comfortable.
Yes, it does.
You're sitting in your pajamas talking to me on a microphone.
That's
right now.
You!
Would you feel more better if there was an African-American person sitting here?
Would I feel more comfortable?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had a relationship, and we've had a relationship for, what, 10 years now?
Okay, that's so totally shut it. Different. So shut it. They've had a relationship since Civil War. Shenanigans.
That's 10 years, though. But if you were black, it would probably be completely different. I can relate to you, like, about Prince.
My race has nothing to do with the fact that I didn't listen to Prince. You need to let it go.
Prince.
I didn't say Prince was bad.
I'm not saying you said Prince was bad.
For those who are... I just haven't listened to enough Prince in my life, apparently.
It's okay. God loves your stuff.
But I don't think that having a black director made Black Panther more... or made Chadwick Boseman more comfortable. Because the Russo brothers gave him his start as a superhero.
What? Yeah. I mean, yeah. But, I mean...
But nothing. Sha-sha-sha-sha.
You had maybe 10 minutes to act.
You did have maybe 10 minutes to act. And then he got handled them and he started acting. But I feel like he didn't get to put a lot into it. I feel like, but then again, he was like the third main character in Civil War, so they had to space that out some. I feel like Cap, Bucky, and Black Panther were the main characters of Civil War.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen Civil War in a hot minute, so.
Yeah, and, so, I don't know. I feel like, it's weird having Pepper Potts back. Because she dipped out, and I'd already basically considered her dead.
I thought she was dead for the longest. And then she reappeared, and I was like, oh.
Well, she was in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Dead. Yeah, I remember that. She was in Spider-Man Homecoming, and then she was in this one.
She was angry about Iron Man 3, and so she had cut ties, and so she came back.
You can't do that. And so, now they're married.
Yeah. But that's just more cannon fodder for when they kill Tony in the next one. But yeah.
Are they gonna kill Tony?
Yeah. Thanos and Iron Man have both been, like, linked to each other's heads since Ultron.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna die. They're both gonna die.
I think that's one of the few ones I did not read.
What, Ultron?
Infinity Wars.
Oh, the comics?
Yeah.
I honestly did not read the comic of Infinity War. Mm-hmm.
I think there's too many. That would take a while.
Yeah. No, there's like a graphic novel you can just pick up.
Oh, like with Civil War?
Yeah.
Civil War was great.
But I feel like, personally for me, I feel like Chadwick Boseman didn't get much of a chance to do anything.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt like the bromance with Tony and Iron Man, or Tony and Spider-Man, was cute, especially coming off of Homecoming.
That was super cute. I enjoyed that. I think Doctor Strange did the best, though.
Yeah, Doctor Strange honestly had more of a chance to shine in this.
Because I like Doctor Strange, but I didn't like his acting in Doctor Strange. I feel like it was a little forced, and I feel like he was a little bit more comfortable with this role. I mean, as Doctor Strange, again. Yeah. I liked Doctor Strange, and I would say he did the best job in.
I feel like it was nice to have Mantis feel kind of like part of the family and not like...
Yeah.
And again, you know, I felt like that scene, I feel like the scene, the beatdown scene with Thanos where team, Iron Man, Star-Lord, Drax, Spider-Man, like the whole people that were on the planet Titan, where they were trying to pull the gauntlet off of him.
Yes.
I feel like that scene...
That was great.
That was probably one of the better Marvel scenes.
Yes.
Of just the... You know what that scene reminded me of? The elevator fight with Captain America.
I was just about to say that!
That scene reminded me of the elevator fight with Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was so good.
Because that elevator scene was dope.
That was so good. Ugh. That was good.
And so that's what it reminded me of.
No, I watched that movie.
But, yeah. You know, people are giving, you know, Star-Lord obvious beef for basically destroying the MCU. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I can't remember this. And, I, you know, listeners, I don't remember this. So don't judge me if I'm wrong on this.
Please don't judge me.
The beatdown scene... That happened after,
Which one?
The scene we were just talking about.
Elevator?
No. Thanos. Okay. This is an Infinity Wars podcast. Civil War's a long time ago.
It's late.
That beatdown scene took place after, Doctor Strange had said that I've seen the only outcome. That was right? That's
yes. Because they almost had the gauntlet off of him, and he already had the stone by then.
Yeah.
And then he left.
Yeah.
Right after the beatdown scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he already knew that. Doctor Strange already knew what was
about. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He had predicted that before.
Right. So I think Star-Lord had to let that happen. I think that was the only... outcome. Like, out of the 14 million or billion or whatever it was outcomes that he saw, the one where Star-Lord interrupted them stealing the gauntlet is the only one they can win.
I can't predict the future, so I don't know.
Now, on a sad note, one of our friends, one of our artist alley friends, is actually in the next movie and gave me a spoiler that I thought he was giving me a spoiler for this movie, but he's giving me a spoiler for the next one.
Don't do it.
I'm not. That'd be super rude.
That's rude.
But like, I already basically have an idea of what's going down in the next one. It's interesting, but like,
more aliens,
more aliens. All the aliens. But yeah. So, what do you want to see happen in the next one?
I have a follow-up question to my question. What do you think happened to all the dissipated people?
They're in the Soul Stone.
Okay. That's what I mean, yeah. We talked about that personally, but I think I agree. They're in the Soul Stone. The Soul Stone was hungry. But what was your question? What do I
like? Want what to... do you want to see happen in the next one?
Obviously, more Black Panther.
He gone though.
He ain't gone gone.
He's gone.
He ain't gone gone. I think what I would like to see is that Shuri becomes Black Panther, and then they introduce that. That would be legit. because there is a female Black Panther, and I forgot her name because I don't remember at the moment, and it's almost 12. But what else would I like to see? I want to see more of Thanos' henchmen. I forgot what those were called.
I was done with them. I didn't even care.
I liked them a lot. I wish there was more of them. I really like the girl and girl fight too. I'm remembering everything now. But things I want to see, I think, I don't know. I just want to know what happens. Like, what's next? Like, how else are they going to make this another 2-3 hour movie of getting the Infinity Stones back? How are they going to get the Infinity Stones back? What happened to Hulk?
Okay, let's have that Hulk.
was he afraid?
Well, and that's one of the discussions was that, you know, because you got to remember, like, Hulk has never been properly, like, beat down before. No. Like, the worst beating Hulk has taken was in Ultron with the Hulkbuster Iron, Hulkbuster
yeah.
Armor.
Yeah. That sent him to a different planet.
Huh?
That sent him to a whole different planet.
Yeah, that sent him to a whole different planet. But, you know, he literally just lived his entire, you know, 3-4 year span.
Yeah.
Being the biggest man on the block for a whole planet. And then, after he just saved what was Asgard, you know, Thanos rolls up and just smacks the crap out of him. And, you know, somebody posted that, you know, how bad you gotta hit a man to make Hulk scared. And so people were saying that the issue with Hulk was that he was scared, but, I read something online that, and I believe it came from Ruffalo, that it wasn't that Hulk was scared. It was that Hulk was tired of having to deal with Banner's crap. That Hulk had literally, you know, that
been the escape route. Oh, that makes more sense.
He had been the escape route. That all he, you know, that Banner doesn't treat Hulk as an equal.
Yeah.
Banner doesn't treat Hulk as a valid person.
He treats him as a fighter.
He treats him as his get-out-of-jail-free card. Yeah. He cheats him as the way to get out of a conflict.
Okay, way to make Hulk deep and recover all those terrible movies you made.
What terrible movies?
The Incredible Hulk movies.
There aren't movies.
There's two.
And they're not related.
I know, but they're both bad.
Okay, the first one with Eric Bana is terrible.
Yeah.
The second one with Edward Norton's not bad.
It's not good.
It's not bad at all, dude. The worst part about that was Abomination, and that was not bad. I mean, that one had Iron Man in it. That one's MCU.
Is that MCU?
Yeah. Iron Man shows up at the end of it to talk to General Ross. That one's canon. That takes place after Iron Man.
I have to watch it again.
Yeah. Now, but the problem was that they didn't want...
Edward Norton.
They didn't want Edward Norton. They wanted Mark Ruffalo from the beginning.
I love Edward Norton.
I do too. And, yeah, is there a line that stood out to you that you really enjoyed?
Besides the obvious.
What was the obvious?
I mean, the Doctor Who one.
I don't want to go. My favorite is "You're one sandwich away from fat."
That was funny. When they were making fun of Chris Pratt the whole time. Drax, that movie goes to Drax. I could not stop laughing at him. Drax and Groot were like...
Groot annoyed me. I didn't care.
I liked Groot. He was funny. I liked his little stubborn teenager self.
We have a show with Groot's body, Rocket's body, and Drax and Mantis coming up in a couple weeks.
When is that, Heroes?
That's SuperCon.
SuperCon.
End of July. So it'll be fun. But no, I thought he did a great job. I think Dave Bautista did.
Yeah.
A really good job. What's funny to me is having Peter Dinklage be a giant. I was like, high five you guys. that you take the short person and make them a giant.
Yeah, me and Stephanie, she's a big Game of Thrones fan, and she just was like, she was just, every time he appeared, she's just laughing. I hope he comes back.
Oh, I giggled hard. I had a good hearty giggle.
And knowing the little bit of Game of Thrones that I know, I laughed too. So.
No, I had a solid giggle with that. One of the memes we posted was that with Thanos, you know, his big deal was wanting to take care of the resources and make, you know, balance out life. But then there is a meme of, you know, hearing Thanos' whole finite speech, then coming back to it with a, or here's how it says, the universe has a finite amount of resources, so I've decided to assemble a reality-altering gauntlet and use, or and that, to eliminate half of life forms, thus ensuring the remaining life forms can live peaceful worlds of plenty. Anyone else, why don't you just use the gauntlet to create more resources? And then, you know, it's got the whole quadratic equation stuff or whatever it is. Do you think that Thanos' plan was a valid concept, or, like, what could you have done with the Infinity Gauntlet differently? Or what would you have done with the Infinity Gauntlet differently?
I wouldn't have collected because I'm lazy.
Because, I mean, think about it. You can alter reality, space, time. You can do it all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I just, that's too much work.
Well, I feel like snapping your fingers and killing half the world is lazy. I feel like if he would have put even a 9-to-5 on it, he
could have done better. I think the thing is, like, you could easily make the world better or make the world worse. I mean, you could go back in time and cause a lot of things, but I think that's also causing a disruption in a lot of things. You're going to ruin, regardless of what you're doing, you're going to ruin something. Something's going to be rude. At that ruined. At that point, you're playing God. You have control over time, space, power, like, all this stuff. And, like, people's souls. Like, snap of your finger, everyone's dead. So, I mean, I wouldn't want that power, one. That's just me. I'm Gucci, so I could not have the gauntlet and rule the world. I'm good. I don't need that responsibility. It would all go downhill from there. I'd forget I had it on, snap my fingers, and everyone would be dead.
So how about the fact that the whole time I'm watching the ending of the movie, like, I'm like, wow, this is a really high budget version of Left Behind.
Oh no.
I'm watching Nick Fury on screen start to dissipate, and I'm like, where's Kirk Cameron?
Oh no. That would be funny if he, like, just appeared out of nowhere.
Right.
What would you have done with the Infinity Gauntlet? I would just want to meet Jesus.
I can meet Jesus without an Infinity Gauntlet.
Like, I want to meet, like, his physical body form. Like, I would go back there for, like, a day, and that's about it. Hey, Jesus! What are you doing here? Sorry, but I just wanted to see you for a day.
Be really funny, because if you did go back with the Infinity Gauntlet, Jesus would be like, bro, why are you time traveling?
Exactly!
I don't know. Like, I personally, like, I would be more someone to delegate the stones like Green Lantern rings.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't want to give one person that much power.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, Doctor Strange having the Eye of Agamotto or whatever. Yeah, like,
the time one.
Yeah, I'm down with him having that, but I would want to delegate the other ones to functioning people. Like, leave Vision with what he's got, but you can't just use your stone to look pretty and make out with an Olsen twin. Or no, I guess she's not an
Olsen. She's not a twin. Close enough. She's an Olsen.
It's like, yeah, but still. You know, if you've got a stone that powerful, you can't just, you know, hide away and make out with an Olsen. You actually have to do some good.
He was tired.
I get that, but you have to be able to, if with great power comes great responsibility, for crying out loud. Jeez, Marvel. But, I mean, that's because you think about it. The Infinity Stones were all being wasted.
Yeah.
One was on Nova. One was on, like, in the collector's deal. One was all these different places. Like, so, yeah. you know, what the crap. Like, I would, if I, I wouldn't have the gauntlet because I don't want that kind of power.
No.
But I would want to delegate them to people who could use them.
Yeah.
That would be my route. So, ranking this movie, where would you put it in all superhero movies?
Of all time?
Yeah. Let's throw it. This is going to be an offensive statement to someone, but yeah.
I was going to say, there's a lot of movies that I love that are a lot better than this, and they're, I love them because they're just silly. Like, I love Blank Man, and I'm always gonna. You've seen Blank Man.
I love Blank Man. I watch Blank Man on repeat.
I do too.
Well, slap me around and call me Susan.
What is the dog's name? G. Oh, not G4.
G5.
G5. Ugh. Such a good movie.
Blank Man should have the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes! Actually! Blank Man would do, and Meteor Man should have his own spinoff movie one. I would watch it. I don't know. For me, I know a lot of people said that movie made their top one. That's not my top one.
No.
I would say maybe in the top 20. Of superhero movies. If I was going on...
I'd say it's probably the best of the Avengers trilogy.
What are you saying? Avengers and Age of Ultron and then this?
Those are the three with the Avengers title.
I really like the first Avengers.
The first Avengers was good. It was. But this had so many more
Joss
layers.
Joss Whedon put all his stink all over it, and I loved every moment of it.
It's really funny that Joss Whedon stank on Avengers was a good thing, but Joss Whedon stank on Justice League is like a plague that people see it with. I was like, wow, the tides have turned.
I know.
In the geek world.
And the thing is, like, I love Joss Whedon, but the thing, like, I didn't hate. Okay, so I don't know. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, it's probably in the top 20. I don't know if it's in the top 10. Yeah.
So give me what you would sandwich this movie in between. Like, where would you put this movie in a sandwich of hero movies?
Sandwich of hero movies. I would,
like, it's a, say... it's below this and above this. It's definitely above Ultron.
It's above Ultron.
I'll go ahead and...
is below Black Panther.
Oh, okay, I'll take that, yeah. I'll go ahead and suck it up and say it's above Justice League. hey, sorry. Heather, watch the sack. Watch the sack.
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't like Marvel. I mean, I don't like DC. I love DC Comics, but their movies, they need to stop.
Okay, you can stop. It's not better than Dark Knight.
To me. No.
It's not better than Civil War to me. And it's not even better than Winter Soldier to me. Like, I think, I really, it would take me a hard minute to determine which one I like better, Civil War or Winter Soldier.
I like Civil War better.
I just like Cap's character in Winter Soldier. Because, like, it really is about his integrity and everything. I was like, oh.
He's just, yeah. That's when I liked Captain America, and I was like, I see why. I didn't understand why people like, because I have one of my really good friends, he loves Captain America, and I...
That never, was the whole helicopter scene and everything.
Yeah, right? I never understood why, then I saw that, and I was like, oh, I got it.
That's like, that's the chapter in one of the Faith and Fandom, was when I started, after I saw Winter Soldier, I issued a formal apology, like, my bad. I don't know, it's below the Guardians movies for me.
No. All of them?
I don't know.
It's not below two.
Like, the whole thing with two, like, Nebula was so much better in two. Yondu was so much better in two.
I know, but one was just like... One was kind of perfect. Different.
Yeah, I get that.
One was special to me.
How about the fact that they had James Gunn write all of the Guardians dialogue for this movie? Like, they brought in the director of Guardians to write all of their interactions.
I didn't know that.
They wanted their voices to still be as unique.
Well, then if they're going to do that, then they should have did that with everyone, to be honest. Because that
nobody else has a unique voice, and everybody else has worked with different directors.
That's true. I don't know. It makes sense.
It was nice having Bucky back.
Yeah. He didn't do nothing.
He did. He had a good gunfight with Rocket. And Rocket saying, I'm going to get that arm.
Rocket's just hilarious.
It just cracks me up that Bradley Cooper's just sitting, you know, in a sound booth.
And just cracking jokes.
Cracking jokes. And he's a huge part of the Marvel.
And getting paid.
Getting paid, but we've never even seen him on screen. And then James Gunn's little brother is the dude in the Rocket suit.
Yeah, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, it's now I'm thinking about it, it's in the top 20. Maybe
I don't know, there's 30. Just so many movies.
It's good.
It's better than all the Iron Mans.
Iron Man 2
is hot garbage to me. I hate Iron Man 2.
Did you like Iron Man 3 better?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, we need to have a conversation.
Iron Man 2. I don't enjoy the Iron Mans at all, really. I appreciate Iron Man 1, what it laid out. And I appreciate what they're trying to do with 2 and 3.
I like 2. 3 was garbage.
I enjoyed 3. But I enjoyed like watching it once in theaters. I'll never watch it again.
I don't think I ever watched an Iron Man movie in theaters.
I watched Rosa was a newborn in theaters when the first Marvel movie came out. So she watched Iron Man in theaters when she was a newborn. Like, aww. So, you know, that's kind of a big deal. Alright. Any spiritual influence, impact, or anything that kind of stood out to you throughout the story? How about Wong, though? Just, like, dipping. Whatever. Wong's a punk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wong's a punk. At the beginning of the fight, he dips out.
He does. And the thing is, like, he's in every single poster. Like, every single poster.
Right.
From doing, like, when I was working on the... I'm working on an Infinity Wars print. And so I was just looking around and, like, looking at different poses and scenes and posters and stuff like that. Just to get some ideas. And he's in every single one.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Maybe they pulled... And that's what I'm thinking, too. I think they pulled people from each movie, regardless of your importance.
Yeah, but they did a better job blending people in, like, the Defenders than they did in this movie. But whatever. Whatever.
My gosh, all the shade.
Whatever, man.
Spiritual aspects. I think I need to see it again. I think I need to, before I Jesus juke this movie. I definitely need to see it again. I didn't get enough. I was trying to understand the story and where the it was just a lot. So I think I need to probably see about 2 or 3 more times before I get the spiritual aspect. Oh, gosh.
Well, people were like,
that's what I had to do for Black Panther too, because I was just like, this is amazing.
I only watched it once.
Of course you did.
My life, bro.
I know. I saw it 4 times with the same person.
I've published 2 books since Black Panther came out.
Oh my gosh, you're gross.
That's my life. But yeah, because I the other one came out right after Black Panther, like a day or two after Black Panther. But yeah. For me, you know, one of the things that just like stood out, the whole there's a scripture that says there's a way that man thinks right, but in the end it leads to death. And I think, you know, Thanos thinks that he's got the best plan out there. But I don't think he's going to be happy, satisfied. And by the way, I think that was Thanos in the Soul Stone at the end, too. I think Thanos is also in the Soul Stone now.
That makes so much sense.
Like where he's sitting looking like Macho Man Randy Savage.
It's very yellowy.
Yeah, he's in the Soul Stone. That's my opinion. But I think that's, you know, just the... There's a way that leads to...
Because he disappears.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think he's in the Soul Stone.
I do too. I think everyone's in the Soul Stone that disappeared.
Yeah. If they're alert. I'm just kidding.
Don't start this.
Tell us, Kirk Cameron.
No. No.
Kirk Cameron, Eternity Wars.
No. No. Before we started this podcast, we were talking about Calvinism and stuff like that, but that's what he's referring to.
Go gadget election.
We're not going to start that. I feel like we'll get a lot of angry messages.
No, it's just discussion.
It is.
But thank you for listening to us ramble about Avengers Infinity War. We would love to hear your thoughts and comments. Generally, the movie just made me sad. And I want to watch it again because it was visually beautiful. And that beat down on Thanos on the planet Titan was great.
The action scenes were all great.
It was just a lot to deal with emotionally. But yeah, people were asking me, are you already writing something on this one? I'm like, nope. I'm like, I just put a book out. I ain't doing jack right now.
He's pausing.
I'm pausing. Boop.
Okay. He'll unpause in maybe 5 days, but it's fine.
Yeah. Give me a couple days. We've got Deadpool 2 and Solo coming out in the next 2 weeks. So.
I'm so excited for Solo. Have you seen the pop figure for Lando Calrissian?
Yes. With the dope hair. All right. So while Vincent, has a man crush on Donald Glover.
I love him.
We're going to bounce out of here. Thank you for listening to us. And we hope to see you at a con soon.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda's dead.
No, it's not.
Just like its king.
No.
Bye.